Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, which is Beya Daf Ches. We are on Zayin Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, right at the two dots. Umoidim Shim Shachat, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel will agree if he did actually do the Shechita of the animal on Yom Tov. Sheyachpar Bedekar V'yichasa, he may take that shovel, that spade, dig up some earth, and use it for kisoy hadam, because if one is sheichet either an animal, a chaya, or a oif, or a bird, he needs to cover that dam with earth. So after the fact, after the shechita, all agree, you can go ahead and cover it. The machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel applies beforehand. Beis Shammai allow you to proceed, to initiate the shechita, knowing full and well, you're going to have to dig up that earth to cover the dam. Beis Hillel don't agree. You're not allowed to allow yourself that possibility. You can't initiate the shechita. But after the fact, you have dam on your hands. You have a mitzvah of kisui hadam. All agree? Go ahead and cover it with this soil. Amar Rabbi Zrika, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. You know what we're speaking about? Of course, there is no issa d'oraisa taking place here, because v'hu provided sheyesh lo deker notz. He has a decker, a spade, a shovel, already inserted into the ground, which has already somewhat uprooted that glob of earth. This was done from before Yom Tov. In that case, he's not doing a malacha by simply lifting the shovel with the earth, because the earth has already been dislodged somewhat, in which case there's no longer concern of a malacha of choyfer, which is a telod of choyresh, and therefore this is allowed. Says the Gemara of Hakavod Kesisha. Fine, he's not digging, but he's going to have to grind up those globs of earth to cover the dam. You need loose soil to cover the dam with, and that's a malacha. Kesisha, grinding up the globs of earth, is a telada of teichen. So how can you do that? We're speaking that it's loose, it's fluid sand, in which case he's not going to have to crunch up any clumps. Fine, so there's no teichen, but what about the fact that he's making a guma, he's making a pit by lifting this earth? He's leaving behind a hole in the ground, which is a malacha. So if it's in his house, he's going to be doing boina. If it's out in the field, he's going to be doing chayrish. Now Tosis asks, what do you mean? We're speaking about sand, loose, fluid sand, which won't leave a hole behind. It's just going to collapse. As we learn in Gemara and Shabbos, that Ofer Tichayich has no concern of Chayfer. He says, here it's different, because we're speaking that after he takes out the sand, the earth around it is stiff in place. So only what he's going to take out is Ofer Tichayich, but all the surrounding area is stiff and firm and hard, and will remain in place, in which case he's going to leave a pit behind. So how can he do this? It's a malacha. And says the Gemara, K'tirab Abba, as Rabba told us, Om Rabab, Achoy fer guma b'Shabbos. Even if one digs a pit on Shabbos, Ve'ein etzerech alafra, but he doesn't really need a pit. He's not preparing a mukim for planting, he just needs the offering, the soil. Ve'ein etzerech alafra, patur aleh, he's patur on this Masa. Why? So Rashi explains, because he's just ruining his makalka. He's ruining his flat, level land. And a makalka is not a malacha in Atur. Tosis brings another reason. It's a malacha she'en atzricha l'gufa. Keep in mind, he doesn't really care much about this pit that's being formed. He needs the offer. So it's just sort of a secondary effect, a byproduct of what he's doing. It's not really his primary interest. It's a malacha which he doesn't need for its own sake. It's just happening by default, in which case he is potter. But either way, it's asamad rabbanon. So Rashi was working with Rabbi Yehuda Shita, who says even a malacha she'ena tzrichel gufa is chayev. Therefore Rashi says it's makalkal, it's just ruining, it's destroying, it's not a constructive act. Therefore it's not a malacha. It's only asamad rabbanon. And in this case, where it's after the fact, he's already after the shechit, he has to do kisi adam, we allow it. we suspend the Issad Rabban. In Tosis' case, he's working with Malacha She'en El Tzrichel Gufa Pata, that's Shitas Rav Shimon and Gemara Shabbos, but it's still the Rabbanon, still Aser, but in this case we allow it. So it turns out that the Machloikis B'Shamay B'Sil is L'chatchila. Can I allow myself into this situation, which will inevitably lead to an Issad Rabban, either Makalkal or etc. B'Shamay say, go ahead. For Simchas Yamtiv, go do the Shechita and proceed with the Kisei. We're not speaking about Issa Deraisa, as we explained. There's no Charisha, there's no Tchina. All there is an Issa Drabban. And Tosis explains there isn't even the Issa of Mokta, because once he has that spade inserted, the offer on top of it is already prepared for this purpose. There's no concern of Mokta. So according to Beishamai, go ahead and do this. L'chatchila. Beishila don't agree. Don't allow you to do it L'chatchila, because it's going to involve Issa Drabban. But after the fact, you did the Shechita, all agree, Umoidim, Shem Shachat, it's after the Shechita, Sheyachpar Bedeker V'Yechase, which means he already had that Deker in the ground, just lift it, pick up the earth, and cover the dam. Gemara continues, She'efakira Muchanu. These are the last words of the Mishnah. Because ashes in your stove are prepared, are not Mukta. Who spoke about ashes in a stove? Efer, Kira, Mandachar, Shimei, whoever made mention of ashes in a stove, why is the Mishnah referring to that scenario? Amar Rabba, you're right, Hachi Kama, the Mishnah is merely adding another detail, another halach. V'efer, or some agurs, V'sha Efer, Kira, Muchanu, you meant to know that ashes inside your stove are considered prepared and designated for personal use, they're not considered Muktzah. And perhaps there is a connection here, because the way Tosis explained, the very reason why we allowed you to do the Kisi Adam after you inserted the Deker into the ground is because the soil right on top of that shovel is considered Muchan. There's no Mukta concern. Perhaps that's why the Mishnah adds this as well. I'll give you another example of sand, ashes, a similar material which is not going to be Mukta. What is that? The Afer in the Kira. Amar Yudah Marav. Lo Yishono. This is only said. Ela Shehu Sak Merav Yamtiv. These ashes were formed before Yom Tov. The wood was already burnt up, transformed into ashes. So now you have ashes coming into Yom Tov, which were designated for personal use. There's no mukta. Aval husak bi Yom Tov asur. But if the wood was heated and burnt on Yom Tov and then created charcoal and ashes, these ashes are newly formed on Yom Tov. It's mukta. It was never here. And therefore we say you cannot use it to cover the dam. Because coming into Yom Tov, there were pieces of wood meant for heating, meant for cooking. Suddenly they were changed into ashes. And Tosis points out, even Rabbi Shimon, who holds that generally speaking, something unprepared is not considered mukta as long as you have some use of it for it, from it. But in this case, he says, it's a noilad. It's taking on a new form. And this type of thing was never prepared properly, and therefore it's mukta. However, but if you have enough burning coals in there, in which case you can use it to fry your egg right now on Yom Tov, then you can go ahead and take the entire batch of ashes and cover the dam, because it's still functioning in its earlier capacity. We have burning coals which are still able to cook and to bake with, and therefore they don't lose their earlier designation. They maintain their hachana status, and you can use it for anything, including covering the dam. Tani nami hachi. We find the same halacha in a braisa, because she'amru efer kira muchanu. When we said that ashes in a stove are considered prepared for any personal use, lo yamru, that was only said ela shehusak merav yamtiv. If they were produced before Yom Tov, in which case they came into Yom Tov in this state, and it was prepared for this purpose. Aval husak bi Yom Tov asur, but if they were formed on Yom Tov, if the fire consumed the wood on Yom Tov itself, and you're left with ashes, asur, they're considered muktzah, because coming into Yom Tov, they weren't designated to serve in this capacity. They were meant to be used as firewood. Suddenly you have ashes. It's lacking preparation. If the ashes are hot enough, can be used for cooking, for roasting your egg, then you can go and use it because it retains its designation. It's still conserved in the same capacity, the same purpose, and it's not muktzah. Says Rashi, 5 lines from the bottom, from the top. Shehusat merav yamtiv. Me'es mol da'ite aluya v'chol mili. Was speaking that it was formed erav yamtiv. It was burnt before yamtiv, so going into yamtiv, he had his mind on it. I'm going to use it for whatever I need, including covering dam. Aval husat be yamtiv. But in the case where it was burnt on yamtiv. The lek le'memar da'ite aluya me'es mol. Also, in this case, you can't say, I had my mind on these ashes. They weren't even here. They're considered unprepared, they're neilad, and they're muktzah. However, it's still hot enough to be used for roasting, mutter, then you can use it for coverage as well. Because yesterday, before Yom Tov, when they were still in their wood form, they were intended for this purpose, heating, cooking, roasting. It's still retaining that use. It's still conserving that capacity. If I did the chazi, and since it could still potentially serve to roast an egg, shakale nami umanach le'aladam, so you could take some of it and cover the dam with it. Continues the Gemara. Hichnes afar leginosoi uluchrevasei. Suppose he collected some soil, piled it up in his house with the intention to use it in his garden for planting. His ruins, his abandoned home. In any case, he plans on using this pile of offer for malacha purposes. But in the meantime, it's sitting piled up in his house. He'd like to use it for kisi adam. Mutar lachasis boy. Go ahead and use it. Because it's here for personal use. We don't say it's bottle to the floor. They used to have wooden earth floors. No, we don't say that this pile is butted to a dirt floor. It's a pile sitting on the side awaiting use. V'amar v'Yehuda, a greater chiddush. Even a small amount of offer has the same halacha. Machnis adam malay kupasay offer. A person could collect a basketful, a box full of dirt, pour it into his house, and use it. V'oysa b'kol tzorch, and use it for any purpose. Dorash mar zutra. Mishmei de mazutra rabba. Mazutra added in the name of mazutra rabba. V'hu. This is only said, provided, Sheikh le Keren Zabas. He designated for it a specific corner, meaning he piled it in the corner, in which case it's not going to be bottled to his dirt floor. Let's go back to Rashi, pick up where we left off, around 14, 15 lines from the top. It says Rashi, Hichnis offer. Harbe took a large quantity of offer, b'makim echad, piled it in one location in his home, to use it for a topsoil for his garden in the spring. Boy, he can use it for kisi adam to kolzman should suffer, because as long as it's still piled, as long as he still has it in his house before he took it out to the garden, at this point, he'd like to use it for anything, and it's prepared for that purpose. Rav Yehuda added a chiddush. Even a small amount of offer is not bottled to the floor. Machnas adam lekupasi offer bistam, without any specific intention. V'nois nimakim echad, puts it in the corner. V'oisib kol tshrachav, and use it for any purpose. V'lo yamrin, we don't say in this case batla lo lagabe karka bais. I did the zutra, being that it's a small quantity. Perhaps it's nullified to the dirt floor and it's part of the house and it's smoked. No. This pile of offer is meant for his personal use. It's not muktzah. The Gemara added, "Buhu sheichadla." It has to be situated in the corner. V'lo yishatcha, meaning, as opposed to dispersing it throughout the house. In that case, it would be a problem. But when he piled it up in a specific location, it's pretty clear. It's evident. D'muchacha milsad l'tzrachav kabayla. He'd like to use it for his purposes. U'ba'afa t'chayach ka'amar. Now Rashi points out something very important. Of course, we're speaking that it's fluid sand. She'ena muchusa l'chafira. You don't need to dig anymore. To grind it, el achana. The only potential hazard could be the achana issue, the muktzah concern, but in this case, since it was reserved for personal use, there's no muktzah. Continues the Gemara Meisvei. Listen to this kasha on Rav Yehuda, who says that this pile of offer can be used for any purpose, including kisei adam, including anything that he wants to use it for. The Braisa says kvi, a certain species of an animal, which is actually a suffix, Rashi says. Suffix if it's a chaya, in which case if you shecht it, you need kisi adam. Suffix if it's a behema, in which case, even if you shecht it, you don't need kisi adam. Says the Braisa, I want to give you some good advice. Kvi ein shecht noise beyantav. You shouldn't shecht it on yantav because you can get entangled in this confusion because it might be a chaya, in which case you need kisi adam, in which case you can't do it on yantav because you can't handle offer to do kisi adam on yantav. So don't do shechita on a kvi. But even after, and even after he did shechita, ein machasnas damai, you can't do kisi adam. You can eat the animal, but you can't be machas adam on yantav. This is the price. Vi isa. Now this is going to be a kasha. If what you said, Rabbi Yehuda, is correct, that this offer that was reserved for personal use can be used for any tzrachim, for any purpose, for any need, even if it's a behema, let me use it. I'm free to use it for anything. V'isa, if that's true and correct, l'chsayik d'Rabbi Yehuda, I can take this offer, reserved for personal use, and pour it on the dam of this kvi. What's the worst thing that could be? It's a behema, it doesn't need kisui. Okay. This offer is not muktza. V'tamech, now according to you, l'chsayik be'efekira. Why couldn't he use ashes from his stove? All agree that's not muktza. Oy b'derken nards. We're using this earth which was kicked up with this shovel, as we discussed earlier. Whether it's after Shechita and even Beisil agree alaru, or it's before Shechita and according to Beis Shammai. In either case, we have possibilities. We have options for Kisi Adam, even on Yantiv. Why can't he shech the kvi? So you're asking on me, if Afar can be used for anything, what's wrong with the kvi? According to you, what about ashes in the stove? You also agree that it's not Muktza. Lastly, apparently, he has no access to those prepared items. And that's the problem. Hachinami, the lastly, it's according to me as well. Who's speaking that he has no access to prepared offer? So all he has is Muktza. Well, then you have a problem. Therefore, you shouldn't shech the kvi. Ihach, if that's the case, they were speaking that he simply has no access to prepared offer. Ma'ir yisafik. Why is the price of focus on the kvi? Because of its uncertainty. Don't do the shechita, because you're going to have to do kisi adam. And you don't have offer which isn't muktza. Afilu vadi namilo. Even if it's a chaya who needs kisi adam, with certainty, you shouldn't do the shechita because you have no offer prepared in advance. So why does the price talk about the kvi? What does it have to do with a suffix? It's a plain, practical concern. You have no non-muktza substance for kisi adam. So don't do a shechita in that case. Loy mibaya kamer. The Braisa is simply applying a loy mibaya formula. Needless to say, what do you mean? Loy mibaya, needless to say, vadei that a vadei chaya who needs kisi adam should not be shechted under these circumstances because they don't have prepared offer to cover the dam with. That's pashat. Loy mibaya vadei loy lishchet. Of course, he shouldn't shecht a chaya. He won't be able to do kisi adam. Aval suffik, but when it comes to a kvi, which is only a suffik chaya, perhaps there would be room to think, emal se mishem simchas yamtev, to generate simchas yamtev, to supply with meat. That's more important. Lishchot, let him do the shchita, bimakayim simchas yamtev, even if it ends up resulting in lack of coverage. He can't do the kisi adam because he has no offer which is not mukta. Perhaps it's more important to do Simchas Yomtev, which is a Vaday Mitzvah, even though it's at the expense of perhaps, ignoring the Din Kisi Adam, there's a Safek here, whether this animal needs Kisi Adam. So as we know, Ein Safek Moitzi Midei Vaday, perhaps the Simchas Yomtev factor, to accommodate Simchas Yomtev, override, is more important than the possibility of ignoring Kisi Adam. K'mashmon, the Chalish of the Rai says, no. You have no right to do that. A kvi is a suffix, chaya, minatoro, you have to go to chumra. You can't allow yourself this type of situation, even if the purpose is to accommodate simchas yomtev. So again, we're speaking that he has no non-mukta material for kisi adam, and the chiddush is that even a suffik chaya should not be shechted to accommodate simchas yom tov. Says the Gemara, "Miktani sefer." Take a look at the next part of the brayse. If he did shechita, ein mechasnas tami, you can't do kisi adam. Now let me ask you a question. You see, before you said that it was a chiddush that even a kvi, which is only a suffik, don't go ahead and shecht it. So before the shechita, there's a chiddush by a suffik. Don't do it, even though you're trying to accommodate a vaday simchas yom tov at the expense of a perhaps a kisi adam, a suffik kisi adam. No, don't do it. But now we're speaking about v'im shachli. If you already did the shechita, what does the brayse say? You can't cover. Ein mechas nas tami. Why does the brayse focus on the kvi? Is that a din only for a kvi? Again, we're speaking, he has no non-muktzeh material for coverage. So why does the brayse focus on the suffik? If you shechted the kvi, you can't cover because it's muktzeh. The brayse could have spoken about any chayah, even a chayah that really needs kisi adam. But since you only have muktzeh material, you can't do kisi adam. So the fact that the brayse chose to focus on the suffik, on the kvi, apparently was speaking that the issue here is not muktzeh. Again, because it was speaking that he only has muktzeh material, why is this halacha unique to a kvi? Only a suffik has that problem? The brayse, for the same money, could have spoken about a vaday chaya. You only have muktzeh material. After shechita, you can't do kisi. Oh, michlald b'deis le'askin. And apparently, we have to reinterpret the brayse. We're speaking that he has access to offer, which was designated for personal use. And the brayse is telling us that by the kvi, only by the kvi, because there's a suffik, even after shechita, you have dam right here. Too bad. You can't cover the dam with this offer, which was reserved for personal use. That's a kasha on Rav Yehuda, who told us that offer reserved for personal use can be used in any capacity. So why can't he use it for the kvi? Ela amar Rabba or Rava, I'll tell you why. Generally speaking, Rav Yehuda is right. If you collect some offer reserved for personal use, you can use it for any purpose. It's considered designated, prepared, mukhan, for any use which you anticipate on Yom Tov. Ela marava efer kira muchan levadai. Any non-mukta material, such as ashes in your stove, are considered prepared for a vadai. Meaning, if you anticipate this use, you expect this type of tzorech, this type of shimush, then your mind, in the back of your mind, that's what you had in mind, that's what you prepared it for. Vei muchan lesafik. But it's not considered prepared for a suffik, such as a kvi. Now, it's not clear exactly why. The Gemara is going to try to figure this out. But at this point, the Gemara seems to think that it's not because of muktzah. It's prepared for personal use. But his preparation only works, is only effective for a vaday, for a chaya which really needs kisi adam, then he can take this offer and use it. But for a kvi, which is only a suffik, you can't use it. Lo suffik my time alone. Why? What's wrong? It's not muktzah. Says the Gemara, the ka'avad guma. Apparently because there's a concern of digging a hole, which is a malacha. What does that have to do with a suffik? Vaday nami ka'avad guma. Even if it's a vaday chaya which needs kisi adam, he's doing a malacha by digging up this dirt. I look at the Rabbah. Apparently, you have to respond with Rabbah. Rabbah told us that since he doesn't need the pit which is being formed, it's not considered a malach. Okay, achinamik the Rabbah. Why can't you apply that concept to the kai as well? Even if it's a suffig, who cares? You're not doing a malach. So that's off the table. Ela suffig my timer. What then is wrong with the kvi? Dilma of a ksisha. Oh, he might find some clusters of offer there, you might have to grind it up. And that's a malacha. So that's why you can't do kisi adam on the kvi. Well, that applies to a Vadei Chaya as well. He might come to grind the globs of earth. Says the Gemara, the truth is that most times we don't have globs of earth. There's a chashash, there's a gzera that he might actually find some and grind them. At the worst case, says the Gemara, at the worst case scenario, there's no concern if this animal really needs kisi adam. Vadei, when it's a vadei chaya, ki avet kisisha, even if he actually grinds up his globs, asi asay, the chiyuv, the mitzvah asay, of a chisohu ba'afra, of kisi adam, overrides the lav of leisasa malach an yamtiv. Asi asay, v'dochi es leisasa. The Ramban says that mitzvah asay is an expression of love to Hashem. Leisasa asay is an expression of fear. Ahava overrides yira. Ramban chumash bashish yisrei. So therefore, if it's an animal which really needs kisi adam, so what's the worst thing that could happen? He's going to grind up the globs. He's doing malacha. But it's for the sake of an mitzvah asay. An asay overrides a lois asay. As opposed to a kvi, we don't necessarily know that he needs kisi adam. It's only a suffix. And therefore, we can't take that chance. Ain't with amrian. When do we say asay, asay, v'dachas lois asay? An asay overrides a lois asay. Kigun milu b'tzaras. That's only in very specific cases, like if there's a nega on the oira of the arla. You're allowed to remove the arla with the tzaras, even though there's a lav, hishama b'nega tzaras. You can do that to accommodate the mila. Inami. Or for instance, sudden b'tzitzis. You have a linen sheet. You can hang woolen strings on it to mekayim mitzvah tzitzis at the expense of isur kalayim. So in those cases, yeah, it works. The bi'idna, the kama'akar lav, because at that very moment when he uproots the lav, when he goes against the isr, kumuikum la'asei, he's actually fulfilling the mitzvah asei. The mitzvah smila and removal of the nega happen simultaneously. The wearing of the tzitzis and the fact that he's wearing kalayim are going hand in hand. So that's when the essay overrides the lois asei. Hocha, as opposed to our case, bakisi adam, bi'idna the kama'akar lav. When he's transgressing the lav, when he's grinding up this earth, like Moike must say, he's not actually fulfilling the mitzvah. Say it's happening a step later. So even if it's a chaya who needs kisi adam, how can we allow this? Holy kasha, the answer is the ba'adid the kasish. Let's assume, let's hope that while he's grinding the afar, kamachasi is actually covering. It's happening in one swoop, grinding and covers at the same time. So it's considered simultaneous. It's considered like your typical classical asay doicha lois asay. Says, what do you mean? How can you say the mitzvah kisi adam conforms to your classic asay doicha lois asay? Seif seif yamtiv asay v'lois asayu. Yamtiv has both elements. It's an asay. By yom rishon shabbosin, Rashi says shabbosin means rest, mitzvah asay to refrain from malacha, plus a lois asay, lois asay malacha. So Yom Tov has both elements. Yom Tov is asay v'lois asayhu. Vein asay and the asay of kisi adam won't override two, one against two. Vein asay doyche es lois asay v'asay. Right? And an asay doesn't have the ability to override a lois asay which comes together with another asay. So back to square one. You tell me you can't use afar or afer, soil or ashes, which were prepared in advance. You can't use it for the kvi, which is only a suffix, whether it needs a kisi adam, but you can use it for a chaya, which certainly needs kisi adam. What's the difference? It's not mokza. There's no malacha. Elam arava, listen to this chiddush. It is a mokza concern. Efer kira, the ashes within the stove, dati levade. Although he prepared in advance, in his mind, he expected to use it for things which he anticipated. Things which will come his way with certainty, such as a chaya which needs kisi adam, vein datel usafek, but he did not designate it for things where he's not sure he's going to really need it. Uncertainties are not included in the achana process. You see, you have earth, you have afar, which is inherently mukta. He has to go overturn that status. He has to give a label of mucha to that item. So if he knows with certainty that he's going to need it, it's considered designated for that purpose. But in a case where he has a kvi, where he's not really sure whether he's going to need it for that purpose. We're not sure what a kvi is. Is it a chaya, which needs kisi adam? Is it a behemoth, which doesn't need kisi adam? You know what? Eliyahu HaNavi might show up tomorrow and tell you it's a behemoth. It doesn't need kisi adam. So it's not considered designated for that purpose. That explains the brisa. You have offer, which was prepared. Like Rav Yehuda tells us, if you take offer and prepare it, it's considered non-mukts. Rashi says, even stam, he just took some offer, piled into his living room. It's considered automatically prepared for personal use. You can use it for anything you want. And that's why you can use it for kisi adam, provided. He really needs it for that kisi adam, it's a chay. But if it's only a safek, it's not considered prepared for that purpose. V'adzu Rav al-Tami, and Rav follows his opinion stated elsewhere. Dama Rav, hichnes offer l'chasis beit soya. If he collected offer for the purpose of covering waste that might be produced by a child, muta l'chasis b'bantam tzipor. Since he collected it for kisui tzoya, which is really a suffix, who says it's going to happen? So it's going to happen in a place where he has to cover it. So once he prepares it for a suffix use, certainly he can use it to cover the dam of the tzibur that he's going to shecht on yantav, which is a vada. He knows he has a bird that he's going to shecht tomorrow. So when something is prepared for an uncertain use, it's certainly considered prepared for a certain use, for a vada shimush. However, in the reverse, it doesn't work. Dam tzibur, if he designated for coverage of the dam tzibur, which is a vada use, it's a higher ranking use, it's vada, it's with certainty. Also, lakasas by tzoy, you can't use it to cover the tzoy because that's only a suffix. And it wasn't really meant and designated for that purpose. Let's go over to Rashi. So right before the lines widen, it's about eight lines up. Vein dat la suffix. This is Rav's chiddush. Hilkach isur muktze ikav wadin la Rav Yudah. Says Rav, it's not considered designated for an uncertain use, for a use which he didn't necessarily anticipate. V'azir Rav Latame, the Amar Misha Da'at Levade, Lo Yirami Anavshe, La'azmunei Limidi the Suffolk. A designation for a shimush that he is anticipating, Bevadois, can't be applied to something which is a Suffolk. Hichnes Afal Beit L'chas Beit Soya, B'yamtev, Shisha Tinek, he has a toddler, V'yorei Shamayatel Rei, B'yamtev L'fanav, he's concerned that there might be some waste out in the open. So he has the offer for that purpose, which is really a suffix. Mutar l'chasis b'dam tzipor. You can use it to cover the dam of the bird. Sheyesh l'lishchat b'yomtiv. The kivan she is mina l'suffix, because once he designates it for a suffix use, certainly levadei shkoshkein is considered muchan for a vadei. However, if he prepared it for the bird, which is a vadei, he knows he has a bird awaiting shchita tomorrow, as considered a vadei use. Also, lachasis by tzoya, says Rashi. Imesh l'tina katan, vidol tzoya, biyamtiv. Can't use it for that purpose. My time, or why? Dam tzipar vaday ha'yaloi, shishchatenu. He had a bird, he knows it's going to be shchita. V'yetzarech kisei, which needs coverage. Therefore, it's considered a use which he anticipates with certainty, with vadois. Avala tzoya safiku. When it comes to tzoya, he's not sure. Im yerab mokam ha'moisloi. Well, it's going to surface out in the open, where he's going to need to cover it. Vedata levadi vel suffik, and designation applies to the vada and not to the suffik. That's Rav Shita, continues the Gemara. Narbeloi Amri. Narbeloi is actually referring to Rami Bar Beruchi, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin attaches that name to this term. Narbeloi Amri. Afilu hichnis ofel chas beidam tzipor. They hold like this, that soya is more than just a suffix. Rashi says it's karva levade. We consider it to be something that's really going to happen. And therefore they hold that tzipor and soya go together. Afilu hichnas offer l'chasis b'idam tzipor. Even if he collected the offer for the purpose of covering dam tzipor, which is a vade, mutu l'chasis b'idsoya, you can use it for soya as well. It's considered a vade. So there's going to be a discussion regarding this soya. Is it considered a vade or a suffix? We're going to see several shittas. Amri b'marov, and it's Yisrael, they said, that's actually machlokes amaroyim. Pligiba, Rabbi Yosef Rachama, Rabbi Zero. There's machlokes between these two Amoraim. But Amri Lassam had a different version. That the machlokes is between Rav Breda, Rabbi Yosef Rachama, and Rabbi Zero. What was the machlokes regarding the status of Tzoy? Do we say it's considered a shimush which he anticipates b'vaday or karo l'vaday? It's close to being certain. Or do we consider it like a 50-50? Chadamar, one of these Amoraim said, kvi, the kvi, the suffix, which is really like a 50-50, hariyu kutsoya, it's equal and the same to tsoya use, because tsoya as well is only a suffix, meaning if you're pretty much prepared for tsoya, it's considered prepared for a suffix, and therefore you can use it for the kvi as well, they're on the same level. The other one said, no, kvi ain't a kutsoya. Kvi is a suffix, 50-50. What is it? Hey, mochaya. We don't know if it needs kisid. But it's not like tsoya, which is karva levadai. It's pretty clear, it's pretty certain it's going to happen. And therefore, if it prepares offer for tsoya, you can't use it for the kvi, because the tsoya is a vada, and kvi is a suffix. Tastayim de ravahu de amar. Kvi harihu ki tsoya. Now we're going to prove that Rava holds that tsoya is really a suffix, just like kvi, it's the same level. Damar Rava. Rava just told us. Hichnas offer lachasis by tsoya. If he collected the offer for the tsoya purposes, muta lachasis by dam tzibur. Use it for the dam tzibur because the tsoya use ranks lower than dam tzibur, which is a vadai. However, dam tzibur, if he collected it for the dam tzibur, which is a vadai, also lachasis by tsoya, he can use it for tsoya because tsoya is considered a suffix. This time, it's pretty clear that according to Rava, dam tzibur is on top. That's considered a vadai. And kvi and tsoya go hand in hand, pretty much regarded as a suffix. Okay, so we answer the Braisa. Braisa tells us you can't use the prepared offer, even prepared offer, non-mukta material, for kisi adam of a kvi, because it's only a suffix, that's not considered designated and prepared for that purpose. Here comes another teretz, another shot in the Braisa. Rami Breid Rav Yema Amar, I'll explain to you the reason why you can't cover the kvi's dam on Yom Tov. Kvi hanetayim adloy mechassinan. You know why we don't cover the dam of the kvi on Yom Tov? Nothing to do with mukta. We're concerned about creating the wrong impression. Gzera, mishumataras chelpoy. It might result in its chelav becoming mutala chelav. People will think, look, you're covering the dam of the koi. Apparently, because he's a chaya who needs kisi adam. In which case, I'll eat the chelav, the fat of this chaya, because we know that the chelav of a chaya is mutar. Only chelav of a behemah is asur. Torah says the chelav which goes in the mizbeach, you're not meant to eat. Only from the behemah, but a chaya, this fat can be eaten. This fellow will draw the wrong conclusions from the fact that he's going to do kisi adam adi kvi. He's going to think, well, this must be a chaya, which needs kisi adam. A behemah doesn't need kisi adam. Why am I covering? It's a chaya. Okay, let me have the chelav. That's why you don't do kisi adam on a kvi on Yom Tov. What do I have to do with Yom Tov, says the Gemara? If that's the concern, you shouldn't cover it even on Tuesday, on a regular weekday. He might draw the wrong conclusion. He might think it's a chaya, eat the chelav. No, b'chol, during the weekdays, Amri, people will say, well, naker chatzero yutzorach, he's trying to keep his chatzor clean. He's not doing it for the sake of mitzvah. He's doing it for aesthetic purposes. So it's not any reflection of its class, of its status, of its species. Nothing to do with that. He's just trying to keep his property clean. Well, that explains if he did it in his backyard. But shachat ba'ashwa meikel ameimar, what if he did the shechita on the kvi on top of a heap of trash? He's not looking to keep it clean. And there he goes, bringing the dirt, covering the dam. Oh, apparently he's doing kisi adam on a kvi. Must be a chaya. Let me have the chelav. But limalach meikel ameimar, what if he comes to the rav, comes to the bezin? Rabbi, I have a kvi. Do I do kisi adam? I'm going to have to tell him, yeah. He's going to walk away thinking, oh, it must be a chaya. Says the Gemara, Ella, the reason's like this. Ella, b'choil. Misveika amri le rabbonan zil tarach v'kasi. He's not going to draw the wrong conclusions during the weekdays. You know why? He'll think, look, even though it's a suffix, it's a weekday. Of course the rabbonan will tell me, go exert yourself and cover the dam to account for that possibility that perhaps it's a chaya. It's not really an indication of the fact that it's a chaya with certainty. So b'choy misveik, even if it's only a suffix, amr de rabban will instruct him to go ahead, zil, go ahead, tarach v'kasi, exert yourself and cover it. So you won't draw any conclusions from there. As opposed to b'yamtev, imesveika, imesapka, he'll think to himself, well, today's Yom Tov. If it's only a Suffolk, me amri li Rabbanon. Would Rabbanon tell me to do unnecessary tircha zil tarach v'kasi? The fact that they tell me to be matriach and cover this dam of the kfri must be because it's really a chaya. It's going through his mind. It's not correct, obviously, because I mean, I didn't have to cover. It's a suffix. Suffix the rest of the chumra. But this fellow, in his mind, is thinking he wants to eat the chaylev. So he's drawn to that conclusion. Why am I doing this on Yom Tov? It's a tircha. Oh, apparently it's a mitzvah. Because it's a chay, which needs kisi adam. It's a chay, let me eat the chaylev. So that explains the braisa. You have offer prepared, not muktzah. You can only cover a chay with it, but not a kvi, because this fellow will think to himself, why are they obligating? Why are they being machayev, a tircha of kisi adam? It must be because it's a chay, and I'll eat the chaylev. Continues the Gemara. Tani Rabbi Zera, loy kvi bilvad amru. You know, Not only the kvi's dam may you not cover on Yom Tov, ela afilu shachat behema chaya v'oif nisarvo daman. You did shchit on behema chaya v'oif. The chaya and oif need kisui, and the behema doesn't. V'nisarvo daman, and their blood got mixed up. So you have a pile of a mixture of dam. V'nisarvo daman zevazeh. Also chasasu b'Yom Tov. You may not cover it on Yom Tov because you're engaged in the extra tircha here. You're covering and covering. And part of it doesn't need kisi adam. Asks Tosfos, how can the Chachamim do this? Is a mitzvah kisi adam? They're going to uproot a mitzvah in a Torah? Tosfos says, sometimes they do that. B'shev al-tas, it's just a passive neglect of the mitzvah. You're not actually doing it necessarily. You're refraining from doing the mitzvah kisi adam. And the Chachamim see fit to apply that type of gzera, such as in this case, to avoid extra tircha on Yom Tov, which can lead to perhaps other concerns, malach, they decided, leave go, don't do kisi adam. Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Yasi niya, lo yishonu, this is only a concern, elo shein yochal lechasoysoy bedikira achas, when it's such a large pile of dam, which cannot be covered with simply one scoop of the shovel. Aval yochal lechasoysoy bedikira achas, but if it's small enough that you could just cover it with one scoop of the shovel, mutter, certainly no problem. He's not doing extra tircha. He would do the same amount regardless. Pshita, of course, why would I think it's aser? Ma'od tema, perhaps there would be room to think, nigzer dekira achas, otu shtei dekiris. If you allow one scoop, he's not going to differentiate. He'll continue doing two, three. Kamash malon, there's no concern. So if you can do it with one scoop, go ahead. The concern is only if he has to add additional work and tircha for the behema, which is mixed in there. So he can't do it with one dekira. Then that extra tircha is not allowed. Just leave the entire dam until after Yom Tov. So what did we learn today? We discussed kisi adam on Yom Tov. Conclusion was, we're speaking that there's only issa derabbanan. We're speaking about fluid sand. We're speaking about a shovel which was already inserted. We're speaking that doesn't care about the pit being generated. There's no issa d'raisa. At most, issa d'rabbanan. B'sham say, l'chatchila, go ahead and do this. Do the shchita and do the kisui. B'sil say, only b'di'evet, you already have the dam. You have mitzvahs kisui. We allow kisui even at the expense of issa d'rabbanan. We learned that the afer, the ashes inside a stove, is considered non-mukta, provided we meet one of two conditions. A, the ashes were formed before Yom Tov, or even if they were formed on Yom Tov, but they're still hot enough to be used for cooking or baking, it's not mukta. Likewise, we learned if a person collects some offer, piles it into his house, it's not mukta. You can use it for any purpose. Interesting to note that Tosis points this out. How could you use ashes for kisi hadam? He brings the Gemara in Chulin. According to Beis Shammai, you can't use it. So he says that's only by ashes which don't have the ability to produce plants. But over here we're speaking about afer ashes, which were produced from wood. In that case, he says it's megadol tzmochen, has the ability to it can grow with it. In that case, you can use it for kisi hadam. Okay. In any case, we learned a brisa that even if you have offer prepared in advance, no mukta material, you cannot be machasa dam of a kvi. You can only be machasa dam of a chaya. There are two reasons. Rava says because the offer is not prepared for a suffix, so I have a mukta concern. According to the second shot, because if this fellow will exert himself on Yom Tov to be machasa the dam of the kvi, he'll think to himself it must be because it's really a chaya. That justifies the work. It's a chaya. He's going to eat a chaylev, which is a problem. Concluded, if we have a mixture, behema, chayv, oif, sitting in front of you, the only way you can cover it, if it's one dekir, one scoop for everything, then just cover everything at once, no concern there. Be well and kol tov to you.